Poll, majority say Afghanistan evacuation handled badly, blame President Biden. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2021. A majority of Americans say the U.S. evacuations from Afghanistan were handled poorly and place the bulk of the blame on President Biden, an economist/YouGov survey released Thursday found. The survey asked respondents to describe the way the evacuation from Afghanistan has been handled. Overall, 64% indicated it was handled badly. And of those, 43% said it was handled very badly. Only 23% said it was handled well. And of those, only 5% said very well. Even a plurality of Democrats, 48%, indicated it went badly, as did 85% of Republicans and 71% of independents. Respondents were also presented with a series of options and asked who is responsible for that. Check all that apply. The largest percentage, 63%, said President Biden is responsible, followed by 46% who placed blame on the Biden administration's advisors. One-third said the responsibility lies on the former Afghan government, while 31% said the Afghan army, and 28% said the U.S. military. Notably, 87% of Republicans placed blame on Biden, as did 70% of independents and 46% of Democrats. Overall, 63% said that the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan is a threat to the U.S. A majority of Republicans, 84%, Democrats, 58%, and independents, 57%, agree with that sentiment. How would you describe the way the evacuation from Afghanistan has been handled? Well, 23%. Badly, 64%. Dot. Who is responsible for that? Check all that apply. Biden, 63%. Administration's advisors, 46%. U.S. military, 28%. Afghan army, 31%. Former Afghan government, 33%. Dot at YouGov, America. Political polls, at politics_polls, September 2, 2021. The survey, taken August 28 to 31 among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens, has a margin of error of +/-3%. This week, following the disastrous U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, President Biden admitted his administration left Americans behind. Now we believe that about 100 to 200 Americans remain in Afghanistan with some intention to leave. Most of those that remain are dual citizens, long-time residents who had earlier decided to stay because of their family roots in Afghanistan, he said. The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. And for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out, he added. More than 30 California children likely remain stranded in the Taliban-controlled country, days after the U.S. withdrawal, according to California school board officials.